You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A member of Auckland University Students Association has put in a question as to whether anti-abortion group and anti-euthanasia group Pro-Life Auckland should be disaffiliated from AUSA. Since they were reaffiliated in 2012, this is the third time an AUSA member has challenged their association with the university. This association allows them to book meeting rooms and apply for funding. As well as asking whether the group should be disaffiliated, it asks whether all groups with similar ideology should be disallowed from seeking affiliation. Yesterday we spoke to Sarah, who used to run Auckland Feminist Club, about whether the group has a role on campus.
I'm sure that they think they have a purpose to save those children. I mean, I do think it's offensive and undermining to women and what they know about their bodies. There's also no evidence ever that pro-lifers stop abortions happening. I think they just make people feel bad.
This morning we spoke to AUSA President Will Matthews to get an update on the situation and the outcome of a meeting between AUSA and Pro-Life Auckland.
So AUSA operates a referendum process that allows any member to submit a question. The AUSA's returning officer is able to decline questions on the basis of a few criteria, but a question that states that the pro-life club be disaffiliated and that all clubs with similar ideology be prevented from affiliating in the future has gone through to the referendum.
Pro-Life Auckland have come to you with some concerns that they have with this, and can you tell me what their main concerns are?
Yeah, well, obviously they're concerned at the prospect of their club being disaffiliated from AUSA. On top of that, they believe that the question itself contradicts AUSA's constitution, and they argue that it's a suppression of their rights to free speech and assembly, etc.
And what do you think of those concerns?
So it's a really interesting argument, and one that AUSA has had a lot before. Kind of centres on definition of the kind of organisation that AUSA is, whether it's a public entity or not. I'm very confident that the question itself doesn't breach AUSA's constitution, though the executive has authorised me just to seek a legal opinion to back that up.
What's the next step for AUSA? Will you sort of see what comes out of that opinion as to whether you'll vote on it next week?
Yeah, so I obviously, if we have an opinion that the question is in breach of any legislation or a constitution, then we can't continue the question. It'll be removed. If the opinion is that the question is perfectly legitimate, then I don't think we have a mandate to remove it, and it has to go forward to be voted on by students.
So for the members of AUSA who oppose the group, can you tell me what their major concerns are?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. Any member, any student at the university who is a member of AUSA can submit a question. They are entitled to submit a short blurb explaining their question, and the person who submitted this question on Pro-Life hasn't done so. There will be a special student forum on Wednesday to discuss the question, and at that point anyone who is in favour of the motion can give their views.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think the key message that we want to get out, and we released a statement about this yesterday, is that this motion hasn't come from AUSA as an organisation, has not been endorsed by AUSA, it's come from a single AUSA member. There are 15,000 of them. I would just want to make sure that our members understand the facts of the situation with regard to where the motion has come from. It doesn't reflect an AUSA position or opinion in any way. AUSA is obliged to act as a mediator of this discussion that has been started by students.
To understand the distinction,
Rewire. This morning I also spoke to Yelena Middleton, the co-president of Pro-Life Auckland. She became a member of the group earlier this year. I began by asking her whether she has experienced any other controversies during her time in the group.
Not to this extent. We did get a few emails saying how they didn't like our flyers. They didn't like that we were putting them in sort of tutorial rooms and lecture rooms, but definitely